How place powers LA artists. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Well, it runs every 2 years, and this year's Made in LA series at the Hammer Museum in Westwood focuses on how local artists interact with their surroundings. Those surroundings, of course, right here in Southern California. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp went to check it out. She's here now, as she is every Thursday, to talk about it on Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
When we say Made in LA, how does that pertain to art? What does that mean, Made in L.A.?
Well, in this case, it means that curators went far and wide, from Joshua Tree out to Santa Barbara, and they find artists of all kinds, younger artists, older artists, bring them together and show their work for the summer. And it's a fantastic opportunity for us to see what's going on and for artists to get off in their first view.
And these are artists of all media, right? This isn't just one specific kind of thing.
So diverse. We'll have sculpture and painting and photography as usual, and then and lots of performance events and lots of ancillary talks and so forth. In this case, the two curators have chosen to focus on some older artists and younger artists. The older artist of interest here is this man, Kenzie Shiokawa. Very interesting. Went to Chouinard, went to Otis, even was a gardener to Marlon Brando, tending his estate at Mulholland, and then has been working at Watts Towers Arts Center, but really isn't very well known. And here you're going to see a selection of wonderful totems, organically shaped totems made out of pieces of wood and found objects, assemblages, all gathered together on a platform. It's a very powerful installation. Another older artist in the show is Huguette Caland, Lebanese-born, living and working in Venice since 1987, good friend of Ed Moses's, and you'll see her sensual paintings and sculptures.
This is a biennial event, so it happens every couple of years. How did it get started, and how far back does it go?
This is its third iteration, and it's an opportunity for the curators to reach out and give exposure to a whole range of artists, and each curator brings his or her own taste to what is going to be shown. And the younger artists in the show are really dominant, to say the least. And of interest here is an artist named Daniel Small, who's done this extraordinary installation based on ancient Egypt, but not the real Egypt. This is about the Cecil B. DeMille movie, The Ten Commandments, the 1923 movie. And you may not know, as I did not, that when that movie was finished, the entire set was buried in the sand dunes outside of Santa Barbara, where it has remained. But people have been excavating not actual Egyptian relics, but the relics of this movie. And those are on view in his installation, along with these huge murals of Egypt, scenes from ancient Egypt as they once adorned the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. So it's really about how we read history, how history is reread and re-represented through popular culture.
Obviously, Hunter, there are a lot of artists in the show. Is there something that they're vying for while this is going on?
26 artists. I've obviously only mentioned a couple, but you see, the public can go to the Hammer and they can vote on their favorite artist on an iPad there, and some artist is going to win a $100,000 award.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money, right?
It's a lot of money for anybody, but it's especially a lot for a working artist. And, of course, it's benefiting the artist. So this exhibition works in many ways. It benefits the artist by showing their work and then continues to support their work after the fact.
All right. Made in L.A. on display at the Hammer in Westwood. This is at the ground floor, the first couple of floors of the Oxy building off of Wilshire Boulevard.
Absolutely.
Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.